So all this news has not kept baseball fans away from the game, but some people are disappointed by Mitchell's findings. We've had local reporters and producers out speaking with fans around the country, and NPR's David Shaper rounds up their response.
If Barry Bonds is the poster boy for what is now being called the steroid era in baseball, he's now got company in 7-time Cy Young Award winner Roger Clemens. In San Francisco, the city Bonds played in for the last 15 seasons, at a sports bar called Double Play, the news raised eyebrows.
I think it's getting more intriguing now that, you know, that Clemens is involved and a lot of other ball players.
Alex Alvarez is a trader from Concord, California.
I think it wasn't just Barry Bonds. I think there's a can of worms that has opened up.
Alvarez says he hopes baseball can quickly get over the scandal. But San Francisco construction worker Jim Dixon wonders what the fuss is all about. He isn't even bothered by players using steroids.
To me, you still have to hit a round ball with a round piece of wood. And the point of contact is probably no bigger than the size of a nickel or a quarter. So I don't see where steroids would enhance that eye-hand coordination.
St. Louis is where Mark McGwire shattered home run records in the late 90s. He's been under a cloud of suspicion for years and is named in the report. But University of Missouri St. Louis student Jill Hanke says baseball's commissioner and team owners are tackling the player's steroid problem too late.
What are they going to do about it now? They wanted to turn their back all those years, and now we want to bring it up and make a big deal about it. But I don't think there's any way to penalize them.
Other fans say they, too, believe owners and the commissioner looked the other way for a long time, because juiced-up players hitting more home runs boosted fan interest and, of course, revenue. In a Milwaukee bar called The Harp, Ed Gaggioli says he's ready to see baseball cleaned up.
I'm glad they're taking care of it so that you can go to a game and not have to wonder who's cheating and you can feel good about the team that you're watching.
In Chicago at Harry Carey's restaurant, named for the late legendary Chicago Cubs broadcaster, the players named in the Mitchell report angered some fans, like Mark Hill of suburban Evergreen Park.
I hope they get what they deserve. I mean, ruined baseball in a way. So some people don't care about it, but I do. So I hope they get what they deserve. All records removed.
33-year-old Chicago lawyer Terry Quinn says with all the money at stake, he understands why some players might take steroids for a competitive advantage. But Quinn agrees the integrity of the game is now damaged, and he hopes a better brand of baseball can come back.
I think that baseball got a little twisted in its fascination with the home run to begin with. So in a sense, I would find it pleasing to move away from that. There's a whole lot to enjoy in baseball beyond someone hitting a 450-foot home run.
But for all the indignation about the state of the game, not one fan said the steroid scandal would change how much they watch or attend ball games. Though some do worry about the impact it'll have on young fans and players. Tom Dooley is a high school baseball coach from Melbourne, Florida, tagging along with his wife on a business trip to Chicago.
You've got to use it. It's a teaching lesson. There's no doubt about it. So that shortcuts lead to a lot of places, some good, but sometimes a lot of bad things as well, and embarrassment, public embarrassment, as we see here.
Still, Dooley admits some of his players may feel not just disappointed, but betrayed to find out their heroes may have cheated. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You know, people whispered about the use of steroids as long ago as the 1980s, but it was only in recent years that baseball officials began to respond. You can read a timeline of events by going to npr.org.